More than a dozen marathon runners from New England will be chasing spots on the U.S. Olympic team this weekend. They'll compete in Olympic trials in Los Angeles tomorrow. WBUR's Alex Ashlock, who will be in L.A. for the race, reports on some of the Boston-area athletes hoping to qualify for this summer's games.
The U.S. is one of the few countries that picks its Olympic marathon team from the results of a single race. That's just one race. Only the top three men and women finishers in Los Angeles will get spots on the squad that goes to Rio de Janeiro this summer. That's a lot of pressure, because even if you're in the best shape of your life, a lot can go wrong over the course of 26.2 miles. Tim Ritchie and Louis Serafini chase their Olympic dreams on a chilly winter morning by running laps around the Chestnut Hill Reservoir. Ritchie is 28 years old. He grew up in Worcester, and he's now an assistant track coach at Boston College. Stress fractures sidelined him for most of 2014, but he recovered and has high hopes for tomorrow.
Just to be competitive, you know, obviously it'd be the deepest American field probably ever assembled for the marathon, and what better way to see how you stack up than that?
Louis Serafini is a New York native who now lives in Brighton.
Been running more miles than I've ever run before, so it's been a little bit of an experiment, but it's been a lot of fun, and I'm definitely really excited to train for a race like this. I've never competed on a national stage before, so that motivates me every day.
Across the river on another early morning, four young men from the Boston Athletic Association circle the indoor track at Harvard. 28-year-old Brian Harvey, a clinical research engineer, describes the workout.
Yeah, so we did a 4x3 mile at a goal marathon pace, which is around 5:08 per mile, and we took 2 to 3 minutes rest in between the intervals.
That's 96 laps, a mental challenge on an indoor track, Harvey says. He qualified for the Olympic trials by running a marathon in Minnesota in 2 hours 17 minutes. He thinks he can beat that tomorrow.
I'd like to go under 2:15. And maybe top 15 or top 20 in the race would be a very good race I'd be very happy with.
Laura Paulson is a 26-year-old grad student at MIT. She'll be competing alongside big names like Marblehead native Shalane Flanagan, who won the Olympic trials 4 years ago and is a favorite again.
You know, you're nervous and excited because it's such a cool opportunity to be able to line up with people, you know, you've had posters of on your wall since a high schooler.
Now Paulson and these other Boston athletes have a chance to join those ranks as they compete on the biggest stage of their careers. Can they make it to Rio? Well, they're not among the favorites, but as Paulson says, anything can happen along those 26.2 miles.
There's just that element of uncertainty that you can't control for, which is cool.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Alex Ashlock.